From America's frontier, Nebraska, it's time for the Outdoor Connection, brought to you by TJ and the crew from the Minnow Bucket in North Platte. The Minnow Bucket, for all your hunting, fishing, and outdoor needs. Stop in today at 1013 South Jeppers in North Platte. Here's your host of Husker Radio's Outdoor Connection, Rick Windham.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. It is that time of year again. It's fall, which means hunting season, but it also means gun shows. And my guest this morning is Steph Thompson. She is one of the organizers of the Brule Gun Show. Good morning, Steph. How are you doing?
Good morning. I am good. How are you?
You warned me about hearing kids in the background, and I just did.
And, you know, they were quiet until I got the phone call.
Well, of course. So. They want to help.
He just wants a drink, so I'm going to get that while I talk to you.
Okay. Now, I know that you are part of a group of two or three people that do the coordination and stuff of these gun shows. Do you guys have an official name for your company or whatever you want to call it?
We do. It is Western Nebraska Gun Shows.
Okay. And who are your partners in that?
To have gun shows in Western Nebraska. J.B. Walker and John Erickson. J.B. has J&B Guns up in Arthur, and John has Flatwater Arms in Bridgeport.
Two places I must visit.
Yeah.
Not been on my radar yet, so I need to get up here and look at that. Okay, like you said, it is gun show season, and the Brule Gun Show is what we're going to focus on. So when, give us the particulars on that. When, where, times, that type of stuff.
It is September 11th and 12th at the Brule Activity Center. 8th and Oak in Brule. The hours are Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 3. The admission is
$5. $5
for free with an adult.
And $5 per day, or don't you have like both days for $9 or something like that?
Yeah, we normally do that. Since we're adding more shows, we're trying to just simplify things. So don't be alarmed. I mean, we can do that. If you come in and say, I want to pay for both days, we definitely will let you do that.
Okay. Generally I don't go both days. I'm there one of the two, but traveling like that, it's just not as convenient for me to do it that way.
Sure. And it isn't for some people. And so, you know, and even if you would come in on Sunday, you can always say, hey, can I talk to Steph? And if I know that you were there the day before, then we'll let you in for the discounted price.
Okay. Now, how many total shows are you involved in now that you guys coordinate?
Well, we have some exciting news. We added another show. We now have Brule in September. We'll have Bridgeport in October. And Ogallala, we will be hosting Ogallala in January.
Now, that's a big change. Ogallala has been one guy for a long time.
That is correct.
So.
We have been able to acquire that show, so we're pretty excited for the community that we're going to have consistent shows, and we have the same caterers for Brule as we have Ogallala, so that's super exciting.
Now, that's a question I had. The Brule show is known for the ladies that do the cooking there, but I understand a couple years ago, some of them or all of them moved to Omaha. You were able to get these ladies back?
Yes, we are able to get Ellen and Denise are coming back with their crew, and they will be doing the Brule show for us in September and the Ogallala show in January. So we're extremely excited to have that program with us on these shows.
I have some buddies that I generally come to the show with, and in one case, the show is almost secondary, but the pie is...
Some of the pies are this. We have a lot of people come to the shows just for the food, which is A-okay with me. You know, we don't have a problem with that at all.
No, and those ladies do a phenomenal job. While we're talking about that, do you happen to have what the general menu is beyond the dessert stuff?
You know, I don't really have that at this time. I know that She was going to make up some different things and change a little bit of stuff, but regardless of what it is, they always have their desserts. They always have their pies. They always have amazing food. Just with COVID and stuff, you know, we kind of had to change things up a little bit. So we're kind of excited to see what we can do this year. That's different than what we were able to do in February and September of last year.
Very good. Now, when people come to the Brule Show, what can they expect to see in the way of vendors?
So we have a lot of vendors that they are with us every Brule Show. But this show, we do have some of our Colorado vendors that have been willing to come back now because COVID isn't like it was even a year ago. You know? So they are coming back. We have one vendor that is coming from the Bertrand area. And so this time you might see a couple of new ones, but for the most part, you're going to see a lot of the same faces that you see every February and September.
And Brule is known for being sold out as far as the space available for vendors, and I'm hoping you're sold out again.
Oh, yes.
Very good.
Yes. I have a very good waiting list for Brule. But what's nice about that is I have room for you in Bridgeport and Ogallala.
Let's talk about Bridgeport and Ogallala. Where are those going to be? And you can give us the dates and then the layout, that type of thing, if you want to talk about it.
So Bridgeport is October 23rd and 24th, and that is held at, it's Prairie Winds Community Center, so it's the community center right on Main Street there in Bridgeport.
And if I remember right, that is just north of the North Platte River Bridge.
I think it's south.
South, okay.
Yes. And we had one show there, and we had a fantastic response from the community.
Very good.
And so we have decided, not only are we getting kids today, Rick, but we're getting a dog, too. Sorry about that.
Are they hunting dogs?
yes. Yes. And so Bridgeport, we're excited to have a set date in October for that show. And then January 15th and 16th is going to be the Ogallala show at the Keith County Fairgrounds. We're excited to have this under new management and kind of show the community what we can pull off here for a show.
Very good.
We're looking forward to a very good show.
Now, I either missed it or you didn't say the dates for the Bridgeport show. What was that?
October 23rd and 24th.
October 23rd and 24th. And neither Bridgeport nor Ogallala, for people here in the North Platte area, that's not too far to go.
No, and we have very good caterers in Bridgeport, but again, in Ogallala, we're going to have our Brule caterers there. So we're excited to have exceptional food again, bring back some things that have been kind of missing from Ogallala for a couple of years. We're excited to bring things back and really turn the show around.
Now, I know at Brule you have roughly 115 to 120 tables. How does Bridgeport and Ogallala compare to that?
Bridgeport, we have about 120 tables, and then Ogallala, we're looking at approximately 130-ish.
Okay, so just a touch bigger.
Very nice. We're just still in the process of the mapping, the design, and that kind of stuff with the Ogallala show. So, you know, you'd think you'd become a pro at all of this, but there seems to be something every show that it's like, oh my gosh, did I do this? Or I've developed a nice little checklist.
There you go. Build yourself a checklist, and then you can add the fun stuff to it as you go, but you'll get all the basics covered.
Right.
The last time we talked, you were looking for a new handgun. Did you find it? And if so, what are you looking for this time?
I don't know if I need anything this time. I'm sure I'll find something that I want.
Oh, that is just a totally wrong statement.
Okay, of course I'm going to find something I need.
Yes.
I did find a Glock 42, so I have a Glock now. So.
Nice.
And I know. I was hesitant, but then once I felt it and I've shot it, and I really like it, so...
I have a Glock 42. I love it. extremely accurate, you know, for the distances you're talking about shooting it, extremely accurate and very mild as far as shooting. I love the gun.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed with it, so I'm glad that I have it. But I've been, you know, I don't shoot it as much because 380 ammo seems to be kind of so difficult to get your hands on.
While we're on that topic, who's bringing ammo to the show in Brule?
A lot of our vendors do have ammo that they've been kind of, they've gotten it, they've been kind of careful with how much they allow you to get. Especially like with harder calibers to still get your hands on, but some of it's coming back, so that's nice. We'll have several vendors there that have ammo. And John from Flat River Arms, he will have powders and stuff too, so that'll be nice.
I was talking with one of the ammo manufacturers not long ago, and we were talking about, you know, the perpetual shortage of ammunition, and he says, you got to think of it in terms of the market. He said, we have added 7 million new shooters in about the last year. And he said, so every one of them have to have ammo, and they'll usually buy about two boxes, about 100 rounds of ammo. So that's 700 million additional rounds of ammo that has to be made. And when you put it in perspective like that, yeah, I can see where that's going to cause a few calibers to be lean.
I have a friend that works at Hornady that he said they're still pretty backed up. So
They're backed up as far as filling their orders, but from what I understand, they're working at maximum as far as the production goes.
Yes. They are. So,
and then,
it's coming around slowly, but it is coming around. So if you can find ammo there, I suggest you take advantage of where it's at.
Very good. Now, we covered the gun you found. What are you looking for this time?
I don't know. I don't really know, right?
I'm sure one's out there.
I'm sure, and there's some pretty Kimbers these days, and there's a lot of pretty guns, but I'm trying to be practical when I buy them now. You know,
well,
I did get a hold of, this is kind of a fun story, my daughter, obviously it's her kids that I'm watching today, and I ended up finding a Muddy Girl 243 rifle for her.
Nice.
And two Muddy Girl crickets that match mommy.
Very good.
Camouflage cricket for my grandson. So I was able to get my hands on those guns for these guys within the last year. So that's been pretty cool.
You just got my vote as good grandma.
Well,
now, for those that might not know, explain what Muddy Girl means.
It's a pink camo gun.
Yep. You got a base color on them, and then it's got the pink in there. Like, I call it a spider web design.
But yeah, well, now my daughter she has her own 243 to go deer hunting with. So that's
excellent caliber.
Yeah.
And for women, and maybe somebody of smaller stature, perfect rifle.
Yeah, and you know what's exciting about Brule's Gun Show? We kind of stole this idea from North Platte, which I asked permission from the vendors that put on North Platte before we did it. But our raffle this year, because the industry has been so touch and go with what the dealers can get their hands on, we have decided to do the Gun Show Bucks. For the raffle. And what that is $500 that you can spend at our show with any vendor.
Let's cover that one. We got to do a commercial, but when we get back, I definitely want to talk about that because it is pretty unique. So.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I can't wait to share this information with everybody, and it's an exciting way to kind of spend some money that you want to spend, but you get a choose which vendor.
Very good. So we're going to be right back after these commercial breaks, folks. Stay with us.
First State Bank salutes the Gothenburg, Mullen, and Wallace students who take academics seriously and participate in activities including speech, FFA, art, orchestra, band, and others that will help the scholars on their way to a successful future. First State Bank in Gothenburg, experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Few could have predicted the COVID-19 pandemic of 2020 or the hardships it has caused Nebraskans. But through all the uncertainty Nebraskans have already experienced and all the uncertainty yet to come, Pathology Services PC stands by you and offers affordable, easy, accessible, convenient laboratory tests, including testing for COVID-19 antibodies. Pathology Services PC has two convenient North Platte locations to serve you, North Platte Health Pavilion and Westfield Shopping Center, North Platte.
It's Stump the Chumps on Outdoor Connection with Rick Windham and TJ of the Minnow Bucket, where they open up the phone lines and let you determine the topics and the flow of the show. It's your chance to call in and put their outdoor knowledge to the test, or maybe your own. Phone lines open up in the KODY studios once a month on Friday at 8:30. So have your questions ready. Man, if you can stump the guys, you might even win a prize. Keep listening to Outdoor Connection on KODY.
A tradition of looking out for you, here for everything you do, wherever life takes you, we got you covered.
This is Marcy from Hines & Insurance. Whatever your insurance needs are, no matter what your life situation is, we've got you covered. The best coverage at the lowest possible rate. We've built our reputation on it. Hines & Insurance in the Big White House on the corner of 4th and Willow.
Hey, it's Dave Ramsey inviting you to tune into the Dave Ramsey Show on News Talk 1240 KODY. Our show provides common sense advice that works. We call it God's and Grandma's ways of handling money. Tune in for a proven plan that's worked for millions of Americans for 25 years on the air. It's the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. right here on News Talk 1240 KODY.
Area farmers, let's get harvest started. This is Jeff with Northwest Cattle Feeders at Brule, Nebraska. We are interested in purchasing your high moisture corn. Call 308-287-2341 for current basis and contract price. That's Northwest Cattle Feeders at Brule, 287-2341.
Here's your forecast on News Talk 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Partial sunshine develops here for today with a high in the upper 70s. Winds out of the northwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a low near 60. Saturday, a slight chance for showers and storms early on. Skies will become mostly sunny, high of 76. Sunday, sunshine, high of 84. Weather is brought to you by North Platte Airport with daily jet service to Denver and beyond. Book at united.com.
Back to the Outdoor Connection with Rick Windham, brought to you by the Minnow Bucket. For every hunting excursion, gear up at 1013 South Jeffers in North Platte.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Steph Thompson this morning. She is one of the coordinators with the Brule Gun Show. And Steph, if you would, tell me again the name of your the company itself, because I forgot to write that down.
Western Nebraska Gun Shows.
I am updating my information as we speak.
It's kind of a long name, too. I don't know why we chose such a long name, but here we are.
Yeah, that's not bad. I can, now I've got it in my phone, I can remember it. So we were talking about a very unique raffle that you guys will be doing. So tell us about that. What are gun show bucks, and how do you get into that?
So it's just like our regular raffle that we normally do, and we normally choose a couple of different guns for you to choose from, one of the two. But since the industry's been so hard, it's been hard to guarantee an actual, you know, specific gun.
Right.
So we decided, why not switch it up and let's ask North Platte hosts if they're okay with us stealing this idea from them, and they sure were, so we appreciate that. But, you know, you get in to win $500 in raffle bucks. So you get to choose where you spend that in our show. So we do the drawing at 1 o'clock on Sunday so that you have a couple of hours to come back and spend the money. And if you're not local and you've already left, you can tell us which dealer you'd like to spend the money with, and we'll get you connected with them.
What's a ticket price, a raffle ticket price? What's it cost?
Sorry about the baby.
That's fine. I understand.
$5 is the raffle ticket price.
Okay.
So for $5, you could win $500.
Not a bad return.
No.
And then,
I mean, I don't think I can participate, but if I could, I would.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't. That might look a little snaky, you know. If you
a little fishy. What if Rick Windham won?
That would be fine, because I don't have any. I don't have a dog in this race, you know. I'm not a part of the show. Now, it has to be spent at your show with your vendors. What if the item you want was $650? Can you just add that on, out of your pocket?
Yep, you sure can. You pay the difference. If you find something that's even $700, we pay $500 to that dealer, and you pay the difference.
Not a bad deal. And that is a pretty unique way of doing, and I can certainly understand in today's market where, you know, I know people that have ordered a specific gun months ago, and they still don't have it. So I can understand why. That would be, you'd be biting your nails waiting on, you know, something to get here specific for a gun show. So.
And what's kind of cool, too, is you don't have to spend that $500 just with one vendor. So let's say you find something for $100 that you want from one vendor, and then we'll pay $400 to the other vendor. We will help you spend that $500 with however many vendors you want to spend it with at our show.
You're just more than happy to help her spend that money.
I know. Might as well, right?
That's right. That's what it's there for. I was thinking about that. You get $500 for me. Somebody hands me $500 in a gun show and says, go spend it. That's not going to last long.
Hello.
I will find something pretty quick.
I could have that spent in no time.
See, this is why you need to come to the show early, and you go around and you recon what everybody has and buy your raffle tickets. So the minute that you win, you know where to go back to. You don't have to spend that last 2 hours searching. You should have it in your mind already.
And if we call you, if you're not there, and we call you and say, hey, you won the $500, you can tell us right then and there, I want to spend it with such and such, but I can't get back there today. We will give you credit with that vendor. We'll go ahead and take care of it. So it's something that is kind of unique, but kind of cool, I think, at the same time, because then you can choose what you really want.
And you said that drawing was going to be held at like 1 o'clock on Sunday?
Yep. We're going to do it at 1 o'clock. We normally do the drawing, you know, about 2:30. But we're gonna do this at 1 o'clock, so you have time to come back and spend the money.
That's handy. That's nice of you.
Got a couple. Maybe live in Oglala or somewhere close by, and just be able to run back over, you know.
Well, yeah, you know, if it were me and you called me and I wasn't there, I got an hour to get there, so I'm down to 1 hour of looking.
Right. Or you maybe already know, and you maybe say, you know what, I want to spend it with blah, blah, blah. I'm not going
to. Yeah, tell them to hold it. I'll be there in a little bit.
Yep, exactly. So you may have it all scoped out and ready to go with what you want, and you weren't sure if you could buy it yourself. And so that's what's really kind of cool about the whole thing.
And I would advise people that go to these shows, if you've never been one before, there's a little bit of everything. But if you see something that you like, get it then, because there's no guarantee it's going to be there in 10 minutes.
That's very true, and we're going to have Veronica back with her raw honey and her concealed carry purses, all of her lady stuff. She'll be in the back room there, and we have a coin dealer that'll be there. We have knives, we have guns, we have ammunition. We have something for everyone at this show.
Literally.
Veronica has kids stuff too.
A good friend of mine, a couple years ago, took his wife to the Brewer Gun Show. She had never gone with him to any gun shows, and she found out that there were like the jewelry vendors there, and loved it and picked up a few things. Well, now she has to go to every gun show, which he is just fine with. He said,
yeah, I'm sure. You might as well take her with you, you know.
That's right.
Take her with.
We've got a couple minutes left in the show as all, so what should we leave people with that they should know about the Brule Gun Show coming up?
It's just going to be a great atmosphere. Like, I feel like we have a great atmosphere with Brule. People enjoy coming to it. They'll drive from Colorado, all around. Like, we send out over 1,200 postcards reminding people of the show. And then do a lot of advertising. You're going to have good food, great environment. It's fun. It's an actual gun show. I don't know. A lot of people just really, really enjoy coming to the show.
I know I always have. And the only negative I could say that I could offer is parking, and that's not something you can really do anything about. So get there early.
Parking, and I wish the building was bigger so that we could have more vendors in there.
Well, I know Denise worked on that for years trying to get it remodeled because I think she could have filled it up and you'd have the same thing.
Exactly. But the community really supports the show, too, and so we're very thankful to have their continued support in the last few years that we've had it.
Very good. Well, that's it. We're done. But appreciate you being on the show this morning, and you get an extra few brownie points for having to be grandma and take care of the kids as well.
Thank you very much for having me on the show, and I hope to see people in Brule next Saturday and Sunday.
Very good. That's it for this week, folks. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.